This podcast replay is brought to you by Welton Rayom. Call for a free consultation, 954-966-4646. At Welton Rayom, they don't get paid unless you win. Welton Rayom handles property damage claims due to a hurricane. Welton Rayom can help, 954-966-4646.
Here on the program, all right, gentlemen, let's take a look around at college football. Let's talk about some of these hot button topics. And Kevin, we'll start in your conference here. Texas A&M, are they getting the mileage that they expected out of Jimbo? I mean, he's 37-16 overall, which in the SEC, that is not acceptable. They just got crushed by Mississippi State 42-24. So I know he's not going to really get fired this year or anything like that, but I'm just wondering, how long do they wait? Does the hot seat start maybe next year if it continues at this pace? You know, victories against Arkansas, Miami, and Sam Houston State are not impressive. If we really look at it, I don't think Arkansas is that good, and Miami was definitely overrated. So you tell me, man, you start this conversation off. What do you think happens there at Texas A&M? When does it feel like Jimbo is standing on that bonfire they light up before every game?
Yeah. Hey, you know, and Big O, you know, think about this. If that field goal doesn't boink off the top of the upright against Arkansas, that could be two wins. So it's been really, like I said, one of those seasons for Texas A&M where you come in with very high expectations. You do have that number one recruiting class. Of course, they're all young now. That might pay dividends 3 or 4 years down the road. But, you know, I looked this up, Big O. His buyout, if it were to end today, it would be $85 million. If it were to end at the end of next million, it'd be $76.8 million.
My Lord, that's a Hassan Whiteside contract. Yeah, that's like, or maybe, you know what? They can put him on the Bobby Bonilla plan, and he could just get money for the rest of his life, and then his kids and his other kids, and so on and so forth. I don't know.
How do you fire a guy? You know, Gus Malzahn is the biggest buyout in history, $21.45 million. I mean, that's three times that if you fire him next season. I mean,
guys close to that $20 million number also?
I was going to say, that's about 4.5 times Willie Taggart's buyout, which just about bankrupted this program.
Well, I think between McElwain, Mullen, and I'm trying to remember Muschamp. Florida probably paid out in the neighborhood of $30 million of buyouts over the last decade. So it's just the thing now with agents and so forth, and you got to protect the coaches. And I think with, you know, in the SEC, which prints money, certainly, you know, the second richest contract besides, you know, second richest conference, excuse me, besides the Big Ten. You know, some of these schools can afford it. Texas A&M has got a lot of money, and they've got a lot of donors. If you've been over to that campus, I mean, the facilities are immaculate. It's oil money, it's tech money there. There's a lot of money to go around, but it would still be a lot to swallow to give up on Jimbo this soon. But some of their fans are restless.
Well, and what's funny is,
hey, listen, you want to give me $80 million and tell me I suck and leave? I suck. I'm out of here.
Well, that's like Orgeron, what he said. But yeah, that's the thing with Jimbo is it's all the same complaints FSU fans when he had here about the offense. It's stuck in the old ages. He won't play this new style of offensive football. They can't score. And so now people are saying, well, maybe he'll hire an offensive coordinator, or maybe they'll make him turn over the offense. Man, they're crazy. If they try to make him turn over his offense, that is his pride and joy. He will walk out. He'll say, give me my check. And I walk out the door just like Ed O. There's no way he would ever hand over the offense to somebody else just to keep his job.
Yeah, they have a lot of quarterback problems there too. And Max Johnson, they're trying to see if he's the answer, but he has not done a good job developing the quarterback position, you know, since Kellen Mond. I think that's been a huge issue.
Well, I was going to say, didn't he inherit Kellen Mond? I think the issue is he's recruiting a bunch of duds at that position and over and over again.
Since Jameis, he is not. Yeah. That was his downfall at Florida State. He didn't sign a good quarterback after Jameis.
And that's what it is. And everybody he's brought to Texas A&M, I mean, since he got Kellen Mond, I mean, none of those guys are cutting it.
His record is the same as Sumlin. Yeah, it's like there's no difference.
You know, it's really amazing. And considering all the money they're spending there, that is one ugly situation.